USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
16 major universities, including Yale, Georgetown, and Northwestern, are being sued for alleged antitrust violations because of the way they work together to determine financial aid rewards for students. Western and Ukrainian officials are concerned that this military buildup means the Kremlin is preparing for an invasion. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday spoke about these rising tensions.
We are preparing ourselves for the possibility and likelihood, no one should be surprised, I should say, if Russia spreads disinformation about commitments that have not been made, or if it goes even further and instigates something as a pretext for further destabilizing activity. And so we would continue to urge everyone not to fall for any attempts to push disinformation out there.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The entertainment world is mourning the death of Bob Saget.
Deputies were called to the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, Florida, Sunday for a call about an unresponsive man in a hotel room. The man was later identified as actor, comedian Bob Saget, and pronounced deceased on the scene. A cause of death has yet to be determined. Mary-Kate Olsen and Ashley Olsen are deeply saddened after the former Full House co-star unexpectedly died at 65. The girls jointly said Bob was the most loving, compassionate, and generous man. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Actor Alec Baldwin says he will comply with the probe into the fatal shooting on the movie set of Rust in New Mexico. A search warrant was issued for Baldwin's cell phone last month. He says there are complicated channels to get the phone, especially for someone who lives out of state. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
On Sunday, there were 307,208 new confirmed cases of COVID-19, with 330 people dying from the virus. This, as Dr. Anthony Fauci says, we could start seeing a decline in COVID-19 cases by the end of the month. The Omicron variant has overtaken Delta as the most common variant that people are testing positive for. Dr. Roger Swelt, though, tells Newsmax, you won't necessarily find out which variant you have of the virus.
So that happens at the very high levels of public health so they can see what the percentage is. Hey, look, I called a good friend of mine who's in charge of this sort of stuff at a major LA County hospital. And he told me that last month in December, there was 150 of his employees that he had to let go because they tested positive and were waiting for them to come back. In January alone, the first week of January, it was over 100. So we're on to four times the amount of people who are testing positive and having to be quarantined at home or isolated at home until they can come back. And that's really the issue at this point.
The IRS says you can start filing your 2021 federal tax returns on January 24th. The tax filing season ends mid-April. The IRS is warning people that refunds may be delayed due to backlogs and lack of resources. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.